On a recent morning, we had the chance to sit down in the studio to speak with one of the city's top executives, Dr. Candace Johnson, who last year was named interim president and CEO of Roswell Park Cancer Institute, replacing Dr. Donald Trump.
And, of course, the interim tag was just recently removed, right?
Yes, February, beginning of February, yes.
And right off the bat, almost, you go on a historic trip. You go to Cuba.
I did. It was very exciting. It's a very beautiful country.
It may have been her first visit, but Dr. Johnson has enjoyed a previous connection to Cuba. In 2011, she started a collaboration between Roswell and a Cuban immunology institute. That familiarity earned her an invitation on Governor Cuomo's recent trade mission to Cuba.
And this gave, an incredible opportunity for us to sit down and meet with these individuals and to be able to sort of formalize our vaccine. And without Governor Cuomo's trade mission, I'm not sure this would have happened, at least not with this speed.
We hear frequently about rankings of each country's health care, and it's always kind of surprising to see the United States isn't right at the top, considering the amount of spending that goes into it. Where does Cuba rank in those?
I know that if you look at median survival, it's about the same as the U.S. If you look at infant mortality rates, it's actually about the same as the United States. They spend about $4 per citizen on health care. We spend, using the same metrics, this is what's been printed anyway, 5,040.
Perhaps due to that spending disparity, Dr. Johnson says that necessity may have forced Cuban researchers to become more innovative. She says one of their cancer vaccines has been tested on patients with lung cancer. Their survival rates are double the rate of those who would not have received the vaccine. The vaccine could offer some exciting possibilities for Roswell researchers.
For example, this lung vaccine is used right now currently in Cuba to treat patients with lung cancer and seen a survival advantage. So let's back up a little bit. How about people that have stage one lung cancer in this country that are diagnosed? You have surgery, you treat the lung cancer, you're free of disease, but you're at high risk for recurrence. The cancer is going to grow back. Let's give the vaccine there. It's relatively non-toxic. You can take it without any side effects. Let's see if we can prevent recurrence. And let's just say that that works and we prevent recurrence and we show efficacy in that setting. We could move back even further, and perhaps this vaccine may have value in treating heavy smokers, people with already chronic lung diseases that are at high risk for lung cancer.
Following FDA approval, Dr. Johnson expects Roswell to begin its own trials on the cancer vaccine in the next 6 to 8 months. She notes, however, that young researchers face a daunting reality when it comes to funding.
You know, here they are bright-eyed. They want to get into to science and medicine, and it's very difficult for them to get grants. So we're looking at all kinds of ways, not only the federal sources, but private foundations, philanthropy, other ways to sort of fund research. But it worries all of us in this field across the country.
Another challenge in cancer care is connecting what's happening in the laboratory research area with the needs of the physician caring for a patient, something that Roswell Park, Dr. Johnson believes, has traditionally done very well. And with that success at its roots, Dr. Johnson would like to enhance Roswell's work in the areas of immunotherapy and genomics.
We're going to recruit some stars. We want to recruit some high-profile individuals, both in science and in medicine. Those just bring excitement both to the area and to the institute and to the community.
Dr. Candace Johnson of Roswell Park, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.